Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's a new experience.
Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Spirituality.
You got a question for RLM?
Reality. Spirituality.
Yeah, it's time to get some answers, baby.
Get real, time to get honest. Welcome everyone to Reality Spirituality. I'm your host, Rebecca Lynn Norrington, and I have my arms wide open and I am embracing every single one of you. I'm so grateful to have you as my audience. I really, really am, because without you, there is no me. And that is one of the topics of the day. But before I get to the topic of the day, I want to share with you that, you know, this life, this journey that we're all on, and we're all as different as our fingerprints. You're different, I'm different, and that difference is what makes this world unique. No, not one person is like the other. Not one person experience, I don't even care if you're twins, you still have a different experience. And that experience is unique to you. And this journey, your journey, is unique to you. I don't claim to have all the answers. I don't claim to have all the solutions. But what I do have, what I can tell you, is if whatever I say resonates with you, whatever I share, you can feel like it connects, then here we go. I am a truth seeker. I mean the truth the truth is my drug. The truth I am passionate about. The truth turns me on. I've had a journey of seeking, looking for the truth. And what did I want? When I was younger, I wanted two things. I wanted to, number one, live to my potential, and I wanted to be happy. And this finding how to be happy, this discovery, trial and errors, and thinking, you know, when I was younger, thinking that this happiness meant that, okay, now I have a great job, now I have a title, now I have education, now I have a beautiful car, now I live on the top of the hill, now I have Mr. Right. None of that sustained what I was looking for. None of those things, none of these external things kept me in the state of peace and contentment. And that's what this show is about. This show is about how to create more moments for you and me, how to live this journey, living, being connected to our energy, to our highest energy source, to the universe, to spirit, to God, whatever you want to call it. How to live in every single moment like you're holding hands with this energy, like this energy is your guide, this energy is your GPS. This show is about bringing more connection, more of a connection for you, so you can live and you can be happy. And when I say happy, I'm not talking about skipping through the tulips, bitty, 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 bitty. No, I'm talking about this internal calm, peace, knowing everything is in order, knowing who you are, knowing what's real, and knowing what is an illusion. That is what reality spirituality is about. What's real and what's an illusion? And let me say this. You and I am all, we're always changing every single day. Yesterday is different than today. It's a fresh, new beginning in every moment. And what I found is that anytime I'm feeling discouraged, annoyed, irritated, angry, sad, whatever label, it's only because of one thing. Actually, it's two things. Maybe it could be more than that. But it's because I'm either thinking about the future or I'm thinking about the past. Thinking about the future, what I want to happen, what I think should happen, what I expect to happen, and or thinking about the past where, oh, gee, why did I say that? Why did I do that? What? All of this. So this show shares and teaches how to live in this present moment. I have a lot of callers on the line. I'm going to get to my callers in just a minute. I have people that want to talk to me and people that don't want to talk to me, which is all good. But how do we live in this moment? How do we stay living in the moment? Reality spirituality, this show is all about the how. How to. My favorite quote is from Abraham, and that's Esther Hicks, and she channels Abraham, and Abraham says, and this is my favorite quote of all time, you cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. And I am all about the journey, day in, day out, moment by moment journey. Let me share a personal story. I went to visit my mother at the beginning of the week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, left Wednesday night. So that's 2.5 days. Honestly, don't tell her. But I planned to stay until Thursday. I planned to stay for 4 days. Yeah, I was there for 3 days. I planned to stay for four. And one of the things about you and I being unique is I know my limitations. I know what I can do, and I know what I can't do. Now, that's going to change in another week. That's going to change in another month. But at this moment, in this present moment, I know what I can and I know what I can't do. So, yes, I had a trip scheduled. I actually had my plane ticket scheduled for 4 days visiting my mother. And if you're a new listener, there's a little bit of history. Let me just run through it really quick. In 2007, my mother disinherited me, and she disinherited me for almost 7 years. This was a year and a half before my father died. And my father was in a state of, he had dementia, and so he wasn't able to care for himself. So she did it without his knowledge, without his approval. My father would have never disinherited me. So needless to say that my mother and I have had this relationship, a little bit back and forth, it's a relationship of finding balance. And that has been my goal, finding balance and actually finding peace in the relationship with her. And the last time I saw my mother was a year ago. We talk on the phone almost every single day, sometimes more than that. And, of course, like I said, there's a lot to this story. And, in fact, if you want to learn more, my book, I keep forgetting to this is my first book. My book is out now, and it's called Reality Spirituality, The Truth About Happiness. And you can order that book on my website, which is RebeccaNorrington.com. Order the book, and you can find the whole story about my disinheritance and death and happiness and the whole. I don't really want to talk about that right now, but what I do want to talk about is the visit. And for the first 2 days, the first 2 days I was visiting with my mother, I was very, very connected. Everything that she said, you know, let me just say this. When my mother, she's a little bit over 85 years old, almost 86, and she talks constantly, and she speaks because she's, in my opinion, not comfortable with quietness and being still. And so my challenge, because I don't want to change her, I used to try to change her. That was where the conflict was. I used to try to change her. But my challenge is to allow my mother to be herself without my judgments, without my criticism, without my comments, just to be herself and let her and her wonderful, goofy comments, expressions, ideas go in one ear and out the other. Sounds easy. For the first day, it was easy. Second day, it was also easy. But now, on the third day, her comments, at least I blamed her comments, on me getting annoyed or me being bothered by what she was saying. And in reality, my dear audience, I've talked about this a lot. It's called the blame game, and how none of us can blame our circumstances or other people on how we're feeling. It doesn't make sense. I mean, I was taught to blame my circumstances. I was taught to blame other people on how I felt. But the truth is, I can't. The reason why her comments were quote-unquote bothering me or annoying me had nothing to do with her comments, had something to do with me and where I was internally. I wasn't settled. I wasn't grounded. I wasn't connected. I was a little off. I needed refueling. I needed energy. You know, when you drive a car and it runs out of gas, you need to fill the car up with gas. And so admittedly, it's me not taking more time for myself to recenter and to be and have some alone time. So it's never anyone else's fault. And that's what I learned on this trip, which was really invaluable because I have to go back in another couple of months. And I've learned that everything that happens or how I'm feeling, my emotions, are all my responsibility. I'm going to go to my first caller. I want to welcome you to Reality Spirituality, and you are on live. Area code 256. What is your first name?
My name is Kimberly.
Kimberly, hi. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you.
I remember you from last week.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, and I want to say what's happened this week. I want to ask you what's happened this week.
Well, this week I actually did what you told me to do in reference to talking to someone that might be on my side in reference to taking that test.
Yeah.
And you said she understood. She said she understood, and think about my health first, and she'll work something out. And that was, you know, the main principle, actually.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I wish you could see me, because if you could, I'm standing up giving you a standing ovation, honey.
Oh.
Yeah. You hear me clapping? You hear me clapping?
Yeah, I hear you.
Mm-hmm.
I hear you.
Mm-hmm. And you're the one, because I remember you distinctly. You're the one that was talking about Byron Katie, correct? And you were saying,
yes,
that you learned what was the truth and what is not the truth.
Right. Right.
And that whole knowing that is changing your life.
Right. It really is. It really is, because I'm no longer attached to this emotion that I thought was the truth.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So how did you feel after, you know, because I have a lot of listeners, let's remind our audience just like, you know, in a couple minutes, what happened last week? What did you share with me last week that you wanted to change?
Well, what happened was I was just trying to figure out why I was so miserable with what I was thinking, what was going on in my mind. And I was scrolling through Facebook, and I saw this quote by Byron Katie said, "Their job is not to change. Their job is to set you free." And immediately, I knew what Spirit was talking about. Immediately, I said, you know what? I've been waiting years for this person to change. In the four questions that Byron Katie asked in Loving What Is, it says, number one is this true? Number two is, how do you know for sure that it's true? Then number three is, what do you feel when you think this is true? How are you feeling? And then four is the turnaround. How can you turn this around for yourself? And the truth is, for this person is, he is not the end all to be all. He's not the person written in stone that I'm supposed to be with. Number two about is this, how do I know this to be true? And definitely is, I already know there's nothing written in stone saying that it's him. And then when number three was the kicker. Number three is I was totally miserable when I thought that was the truth. Miserable. Totally miserable. And when I said to myself that he is not it, that this is not the truth, that just, it woke up, I was detached at that moment, emotionally. Mm. And I turned it around to say that there are other options out there for me. He is not it, because that's not the truth.
You just gave me chills. Now, do you have a radio on in the background?
Yeah, let me move.
Yeah, because we have to listen to these are powerful words.
Okay, is that better?
Let me see. Yeah, because
okay,
because if you're on the air, I've got to have it, you know, really, really quiet.
Okay.
Yeah, but I want, you know what, and let me say this, talking about relationships, right, you're talking about this man in your life that you thought was your guy or the one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, you brought up that is really an important point because I was in this space of finding Mr. Right, finding my Prince Charming, finding this person. And let me share with you what happened with me. I discovered that whatever I was looking for, I could fulfill myself. I was, you know, I wanted support. I wanted somebody to love me unconditionally. Then I had to do that for myself first.
Right. Right.
So are you looking for someone, or are you looking for that person in the mirror?
I'm looking for that person in the mirror now. Because now I understand it, because I have to fulfill myself first.
Okay, I'm standing up, getting clapping again. Yes. Have you ever had a standing ovation before, honey?
No.
Oh, there you go. You got your first standing ovation.
Thank you.
One of the things that is, and I love that you said this, is really interesting. I could not have said what you just said years ago. I always thought that I needed someone else to fulfill or someone else to share on this journey. And I have to say, I was very uncomfortable with being alone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I was too, until I realized that that wasn't the truth.
Mm-hmm. And who is your best company?
I am.
There you go.
I mean, I turned down a date last night because I was like, I have to be truthful to this guy. I don't want to be with him. I'd rather be with myself.
Ooh-wee. So, you know what's funny? I turned down a date this week, too. That's right. When I went to visit my mother, there's a gentleman that has a company, and he picks people up from the airport and takes them. It's basically his own limousine service, you know. And he used to be a limo driver. Really nice guy, very very respectful gentleman, all of that shit. And he finally, after all, you know, after a year and a half of 2 years of knowing me, finally asked me out.
Oh wow.
On the drive back to the airport. And I said, you know what? You're a great guy, nice guy. I said, but no, I don't, no thank you. I had to say no thank you. And I really put it all on me because it was me. You know what? And it's not even about saying no. It's about I already know the rest of the story, right?
Correct.
We know what's going to happen. We know if the person is a compatible energy or not. Correct?
Yeah. And I found myself thinking, I really don't want to hurt his feelings, but I really have to go with me.
What did you say? You said you really don't what?
I said I was thinking to myself, I really don't want to hurt his feelings, but I really have to go with me.
Okay, now you said something really important. The going with you is the best. You have to put yourself first at all times. But I want you to know something. Do you think that you can hurt someone's feelings?
No, I think that's not a truth either.
Yes. So when you say that, want to hurt his feelings, you really don't have that much power. Now, they can pretend that it's you hurting their feelings. But do you think you could say anything to me to hurt my feelings, honey?
No.
There you go. With your best shot. Yeah, no. No. So that's another fallacy. And I used to get all caught up in guys' egos and trying to protect their egos and, you know, being gentle and being kind and But I just have to be honest. And I said, you know what, thank you for the offer. Thank you for the invitation. But that's, you know, I'm not going to be able to do that.
Right.
And so what I found is, I don't know about you, but what I found is, that when I'm honest, especially with the man or a guy or male, I call them male, then if they really, really like me, they still would want to be friends or they still want to talk. But 99% of the time, they don't talk to me anymore when I say I don't want to go out with them. What do you find out? What do you find?
Usually, if I don't want to go out with a guy, they don't talk to me anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
So what does that tell you?
That really tells me that that person didn't genuinely want to be a friend. They wanted to be more than a friend, and when they see that it's not going to work out that way, they don't want to talk to me.
Mm-hmm. What else does that tell you?
That it wasn't going to work out anyway.
Mm-hmm. And then what else?
I made the right decision by saying no.
That's right. I don't know about you, but I don't want to be. I don't want anybody in my inner circle that if I do something that they don't like, that then they give me the cold shoulder or not talking or the
right.
You know, I don't like that. I don't need. I mean, I used to be like that.
Oh.
Yeah, I used to, if somebody, if I wasn't happy with somebody else's behavior, Oh, I would stop speaking to them instantly. I mean, that's what I learned at home. When my mother and father got angry, then it was silence in the house.
Oh, okay.
What about you?
Yeah, well, I was the same way. It didn't have to do anything with my mom or my dad. It's just, I think it was just me. If I got mad at someone, I didn't talk to them, you know. And that's the way I was.
And how are you now?
Oh, it's different. If I'm angry, I'll calm down and I'll communicate, you know, especially if it's family members. This is why I was angry. And let me tell you that, you know, I apologize and, you know, patch things up, you know, if that person is a true friend or a family member.
Okay, so now we're coming to your next challenge. You ready? This anger thing, you know, getting angry. When is the last time you got angry?
Yesterday.
Ooh, I love a fresh story. Fresh, right off the press. Okay, go ahead. Hit me. What is it? What was
it? Well, I was angry because I teach biology in high school, so I took my students out on a field trip. When I came back from the field trip, I had an adult teacher to mistreat a couple of my students. I mean, she really acted immature, and I was really angry at her behavior. And I just didn't understand it, and I had to call another teacher to vent. You know, I just said, I don't understand if teachers are going to teach children, then they need to understand them and not treat them like they're nothing. I mean, for you to tell a child to go and die is not appropriate. And I was upset for a while about that yesterday. I had to do some writing and I had to do some venting.
And this person told your and how did you know that? Did you hear it? Did you overhear it?
No. My students came back and told me that, but I witnessed her trying to retaliate against the student because the student said something that was inappropriate, and I reprimanded that student, but she had the audacity to try to walk up to that student like she was going to fight him. And I said, no, you need to come back, ma'am. You know what I'm saying? And she walked back the other way. But it was ridiculous. Ridiculous.
I'm listening to your story, and I just want to say this, and then I gotta go to another caller. I want to say this.
Okay.
You know what? Let me. I don't know. It sounds like it's just more than just what you just said. In other words, it sounds like there's a history with this person.
It is.
Yeah.
From what I understand, it is.
Yeah, but you have also a history with this person too.
No, this is my first year at this school. I just met the woman. I don't have a history with her.
Okay. So you didn't witness it, but you've heard things about it, and so you...
Yes.
Okay, but you never had a sit-down conversation with her?
No. But I do know from what I see that she's a little off. And when I see people like that, I don't want to get to know them because I know there's some other stuff going on.
Right. I get it. Now, I have a question. Did any of your students witness you being angry?
Oh, yes. They've witnessed me being angry before, yes.
Oh. Well, it's interesting because do you think being angry makes you powerful or less than?
No, not at all. Being angry is actually, to me, it's not knowing how to channel that energy that is making me feel uncomfortable.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. So I want you to just think about that for this week.
Okay.
And okay. Actually think about it, especially because you are a teacher, and especially because your students are watching you. You know, you have a responsibility only because of your position that you have to, you can teach, not you have to, but you can teach them how to channel their anger. You can teach them how to, because honestly, this world is about, okay, something happens, now I'm pissed off.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how mm-hmm. I used to live. That's how I used to live, and it just is not comfortable anymore.
Right.
Something happens,
right.
And now I'm pissed off. There is another mm-hmm. way to live, and there is another way to be. And I would really like, I love this, you know, week-to-week thing. I would love you to come up with another way to handle or to, you know, to respond. And quite frankly, if it was me, I would
mm-hmm.
sit, and this is just me, I would sit down and have a conversation with the teacher. I would want to know firsthand as opposed to listening to what other people say about a person. Because let me tell you something,
okay.
honey. Let me tell you something. If you listen to things that people said about me, you might not want to know me.
Okay.
I mean, you know, honestly, form your own opinion about people. Form your own opinion about everyone, and you can only do that with a conversation.
Okay.
What do you think?
I think that's fair.
Yeah. And then your children are watching you. And you can even have a conversation about this, about getting angry, responding. There's different ways of responding, forming other opinions, opinions about people that you really have never had a conversation with. I mean, these are lessons that you can teach your children at school.
Okay.
Do you have children of your own?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I have a 16-year-old son.
Oh, come on now.
Yeah.
Come on now. You want him to grow up with responding like that?
I don't. And he even says, he said, I don't even bother you when you're angry.
Okay. So you know what? It's so interesting because I have a son. I have my only son. And when I was
uh-huh.
going through all of this growth 15 years ago, I met someone who looked in my eyes and he says, all I see from you is drama. And I knew then, raising my son, that I had to be better for him to be better. Not
wow.
only did I have to be better, but who is your son going to choose to be his mate or to be in his circle? Who is he going to choose?
Ooh.
Somebody that is going to get angry and not know how to respond? Not say not know how to respond, but only have one way to respond. See, I'm not saying that there's anything wrong with you being angry, but I want you to have choices. I want you to
mm-hmm.
choose. I want you to, okay, now you want to, you know, throw a pot through a window, a brick through a window, or now you have a choice of not throwing the brick through the window, and you can
right.
choose a different way of responding.
Right. I think that's going to be one of my lessons next week. I'm going to do a study about how to respond, and I'm going to talk about that because there's an issue because I lashed out at a student yesterday and actually had to call him and apologize.
Mm.
I did because I knew immediately I was like, you know what, I don't know why I lashed out at him. I was angry at something else, and he caught me at the wrong moment, and that was immature.
Well, listen, it sounds like you anger and then you apologize. You anger and then you apologize. You anger and you apologize. And when you say that something was going on and you lash out at him for some other reason, whatever's going on is always internal. It's always
what?
Inside. Yeah. I love you so much. You're so honest. You're the best. You're the best.
Thanks. Right.
See, if you lashed out at me and you got angry at me, you know what I would say? I would say, she's got something going on with outside. I know it's nothing personal. Good, you know, I hope she works that out.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. All right, we're going to another call. Stay on the line.
Okay.
I want to hear from you again, honey. You're the
okay.
best. You're the best.
Thank you. You are
Thank
too.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, we're going to our other caller, area code 631. You are live on Reality Spirituality. What's your first name?
First name is Brian.
Hi, Brian.
Hello, Rebecca. How are you?
Hey, Brian Cohen. Brian Cohen. Hi, Brian. What's going on with you?
I'm practicing that law of attraction, and I found it very interesting listening to your last caller on some of those negative things that kind of attract to ourselves, too, and how hard it is sometimes, depending upon the situation, to break that chain.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know what? Let me say this for everybody that's listening. First of all, thank you so much for calling, Brian. I love you. I love you, too. I'm throwing out a lot of I love yous, but I really do. One of the things that I really had to get in my head is that nothing happens overnight. And breaking the chain, it's just like a little step forward, a little step to the side, a little step. What do you want to break? I mean, what is the chain that you're wanting to break or wanting to change?
Well, for me, it's always been that desire to follow what I really want to do, not what I have to do from the job standpoint. So that's been, sometimes you get caught up in that kind of rat race, you know, so now I took on a part-time job. Looking at it from the negative aspect, I had to take on a part-time job to supplement the income, but then all of a sudden it opened my eyes as to what, how much fun I really could have if I really was working in that right spot. So it turned out to be a big positive because I didn't pre-label it.
Mm-hmm.
Which was advice I heard from some sage person one time.
Mm-hmm. Pray tell. Go ahead.
Absolutely. But if you just look at the immediacy of different things, it's tough to really take a look at it. Say, all right, this is going on right now. Maybe it's not the greatest thing in the world, and sometimes it really is not the greatest thing in the world. But there is something to take from it. But that mindset, it's taken me quite a few different challenges to get through in order to really understand the power of looking at what can be, not what is. And sometimes, you know, to explain that to other people, a lot of folks just don't get that. And so how do you present that to other people? How do you talk through that with other people? I try to do it by showing examples of it in my own lifestyle. But, you know, do you have a way of expressing that to others?
Good. You know what? You actually asked me a question a while ago about other people and how to explain to other people. And I don't know if I've shared this with you or not, but I'm going to say it again because sometimes the universe has a message for me and they have the same message and they have the same message and then I hear it again and finally after 5 years I get it. So I'm going to say this to you, and I really, you know, if you get it, you get it. But when you are okay, let me say this. This being, because you know I'm a happiness specialist, but when you have anyone else in your equation, in other words, anyone else in your head, anyone else that you want to try to help, anyone else you want to try to show the way, anyone else that you want to try to speak to, you're actually subtracting from your own happiness. And the reason why is this. We are all on our own journey to find, to discover our own lessons, to discover our own path, to find our own way. And people, yes, people are watching you. People are watching you, and they're watching your behavior, just like when I was talking to Kimberly about her son and her students. People are watching your example, and they're going to learn from your example. They're going to learn from you by what you do as opposed to what you say. And so when you're really asking that question is really for you.
And for me, for those people that are, you know, closest to me, and not when I'm in a kind of a coaching role, and it's, but still, I'm living what I talk about. But for those that are closest to me that I really wanted to make that impact, it has been leading by example has been the best way to communicate it out, although it takes time.
Yes.
And that's another something that I have to be comfortable with, that it takes time, because I agree 100%. People are on their own path, and you don't know exactly where they are along that route, and sometimes I wonder if they know exactly where they are.
And it's not your job to know. It's not your job to know. It's not your, in other words, get your nose out of their business. And I mean that in a loving way. But yeah, get your nose out of their business. Listen, I've had to do that with my own mother. I've had to do that with my own son. Unless my son comes to me with a question. Now, if someone comes to me with a question, that's something totally different. But me just observing and sticking my nose in their business, no. Because, like I said, my number one priority is my internal, my happiness, my peace. The only way I can be my best is if I am my best. So I have to trust that the universe has all of everyone in my life, including you, including Kimberly, on the right path, and they do. You are on the right path. You said something earlier that was really is something that I find very challenging also, and that is living in this moment and desiring. What I discovered for me is the only thing, and this is going to sound really crazy. You ready for this?
Oh, I'm ready. Trust me.
Put your seatbelt on.
Well, I'm going to sit down. I got a fresh cup of coffee. I'm ready to go.
Okay, good. Yeah, put your seatbelt on this one. Anytime I have a desire, anytime that I have that I feel that what I am experiencing right at this moment is you know, I rather experience something else. Or I wish it was this, and I. Anytime I have a desire of something else happening other than this moment, other than this moment that I have with you, is a direct way of being dissatisfied. Dissatisfaction with the moment is such a cancer. Dissatisfaction with my life in this in this moment is a cancer, is something that is actually poison in my system. Listen, you don't think I want to be on television and have the show on TV? You don't think I want to have a worldwide radio show, television show? You don't think I would like any of that stuff?
I'm sure you do.
You don't think I want my book that I just came out with? I want it on the New York Times bestseller list. but wanting that takes me away from knowing that the universe, has plans for me bigger than my own. So I'm really wanting. I'm really wanting what's not reality.
Why is that not reality? Oh, I hate to disagree with you, but why is that not reality? And I actually, you'll love the conversation I just had prior to calling in, but why is that not a reality?
Why is what not reality?
Having your own TV show.
I'm not saying that that's not. I'm not saying that that's not going to happen. But what I'm saying is this. I'm taking this energy, listen, please disagree with me. Please disagree with me. When I say that it's not going to happen, it's what I'm saying is the energy of being dissatisfied. In other words, what if I never get my television show? I mean, I'm not saying that I'm going to get it or I'm not going to say that I'm not getting it. But what if, I mean, are you saying that I can't be happy without a television show or I can't be satisfied without my book being, you know, number one?
Oh, no. That would be totally wrong.
Yeah.
because you have to be satisfied with that path that you're on, wherever you wind up, where it winds up taking you, is in the world of the unknown.
Exactly.
But I agree. You have to be thrilled with every step that you're taking, even if every step that you take leads to a less than desired outcome. You just learn from it.
There you go. That's what. Okay. Less than desired outcome. Says who? See, you're the one that gives that perspective, less than desired outcome. Now we're getting to the nitty-gritty. Who decides that that's a less desired outcome? Your ego?
I will go with yes on that one.
There you go.
Although I think I'm in trouble with where this conversation's going. But okay.
You're never in trouble. Come on now.
I labeled it bad move. Okay.
Caught in the act. Right?
And it was bad. It was bad because now I'm waiting for some negative comment here. And I shouldn't. I should be waiting for the positive side of it. But yeah, I labeled it as a less than desired outcome.
You know what's so interesting? Okay, so you know what? And that's one of the things. Have you heard my theory on 360 ways to be happy in every moment?
I would love to hear you repeat it again.
Okay, good. Good. You're such a diplomat. 360 ways to in every moment. You know, 360 is a circle. And then each degree, 360 degrees, you can choose a different perspective. Okay, now you got something going on in the background too.
Yeah, sorry, it was another phone that just rang. I thought it had
okay. Don't you have your radio show?
Yes.
Okay, well, come on now.
I know, it was another phone.
Okay,
I'm going to do mine later. You can call in and you want to make background noise and we can call it even. But that's a label too, so that's bad.
Ooh, yeah. That's a tit for tat. I used to do that really well, but I just don't do that anymore.
I learned from that moment. See, now that was a less than desired outcome, to have something go off in the background while we were on. But so now did I – and that's the way I look at a less than desired outcome.
No.
Okay.
No.
So it's not
no,
that
no,
I,
no. Okay, let me just do this 360 real fast. So in every moment, you have 360 ways to look at this moment. Now let's go back to the phone call, the phone that was ringing. Yeah, there is a way to look at it, like you said, less than desired moment. But I want you to give me a way to look at it that's going to make you feel good. Okay, the phone goes off. You're on the radio with me. Give me a perspective that is going to make you feel good about it, about the phone going off.
Somebody wants to talk to me, so that's a plus.
Ooh, there
and
you go.
And also, I've learned that I need to make sure that all of the phones are off or all outside noise items would be off or to go into a separate place prior to calling into a show. And I do that for my own, too.
Yeah, give me something that's going to make you feel really, really good about that phone going off. The first one was really good. Give me something that's going to make you feel really, really good about the phone going off. And you know what? This is what I'm asking. Okay, let me just be quiet. Give me something really, really good. And if you can't come up with something, that's okay, too.
The two things that come to mind was, somebody wants to talk to me, but the other one was what I could learn from that moment, from that activity that took place that wasn't what I wanted. The last thing I want to do is have some noise going off in the background when I'm calling into somebody else's show.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where I look at it from the learning experience.
Mm-hmm,
that's what
mm-hmm.
I have.
And you can also look at it as learning from this moment, learning from that moment, other skills. In other words, it's a real skill. You know, we talked about having skills and we talked about developing our skills. You know, to be a good writer, you have to practice. To be a good singer, you have to practice. A musician, you have to practice. A surgeon, you have to practice. And this skill about looking for something that's good in every moment is also a skill. You're going to get to a point where you're going to come up with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 good things about the phone ringing in this moment. It's just a skill that you develop, because me, I lived, what's wrong with this moment? What's wrong with this day? What's wrong with this job? What's wrong with this situation? What's wrong with this person? And so it's just a switching. It's a switching of your mindset. It's a switching of the way that you're thinking. It's a different perspective.
Right. It's all how I perceive that situation.
Yes.
Yeah. Now, I try to perceive every situation as a learning. Maybe that's why I went the other way, not looking at it from what's a positive, but what did I learn from it? Because I'm trying to learn from everything that takes place. What's my takeaway on different things?
Okay. I like it. I like that. But let's add something to it. Not only are you learning, and when you say you're learning more about yourself. Not only are you learning, but now you're learning how to look at everything as good.
Correct. Yes, because there's something positive to take from everything.
Mm-hmm. You said something about less desirable situation with a job, and I want to challenge you on that. So I have a question for you. Isn't this fun?
Yeah, this is good. This is good. I'm very much looking forward to this moment.
Question? Yeah, okay. Yeah. Oh, this. Okay, there you go.
I think I'm looking more forward to the moment than the question, but I'm okay.
Okay, that's fair. Do you think that you have, I mean, has your life unfolded exactly the way that you've wanted it to unfold?
No.
I mean, did you plan any of this or all of this? Did you plan any of it?
No.
So what does that say?
That I am letting others kind of direct where I'm going rather than myself, or I'm working other people's business plans rather than my own.
Wrong.
Oh, man, I was feeling confident. Go ahead.
Remember.
See, now, that was a less than desired outcome of my answer. I know I'm going to learn something big.
Yeah, and remember, let's keep other people out of our head. Let's practice really keeping other people out of our head, because really other people don't have any power. We think that they do, but the all powerful is this. This is what I believe, and you can either, you know, go for it or not. If it resonates, fine. The universe has all of this. All of this is already mapped out and planned out, meaning that I didn't design my circumstances, my situation. This isn't my plan. Have you heard of, you know, God's will or the universe's will? And it's not even a religious, I'm not talking about a religious, I'm talking about the will of the universe. And everything is in order and there are no mistakes. So your life is actually unfolding perfectly. There are no mistakes in your life. There can't be any mistakes. There is nothing that you've done or nothing that you haven't done to put you on a path that is taking you in the wrong direction. What if everything that's happening to you, for you, just you now, not anybody else, is a perfect plan for Brian Cohen? And the only job that you have to do, the only thing that you have to do is enjoy the ride. Enjoy the ride, flow with it, and have a perspective of finding good in everything that happens.
I'm going to have to agree with you 100% on this one, because that has been somewhat the thought process, that all these little jobs and all these little shifts in the career as it has gone over the past 30 years has given me knowledge of different places that I wouldn't have necessarily thought I was going to get knowledge from. So then the question is, am I confident that this path that I'm on is going to allow me or show me the door that's going to open, that's going to allow me to use all of these things? And deep down in my heart, I do believe that that is the case, and I'm getting further along in that respect. So, yes, from a real big picture standpoint, I'm very comfortable with those things that have taken place that have given me an opportunity to see different things and see different things from different people's perspective,
mm-hmm.
which has been an eye-opener to me, too.
There's one thing that I feel from you, that I really, really feel from you, and this is a really, really big challenge. This is one of your biggest challenges. And I only recognize it because it was the same for me. And I'm a little bit older than you, just a little. I'm cuter, but a little
definitely
older.
Definitely cuter. I don't even know if you're older. You're smarter.
Well, listen, we both have our gifts. It's just that, see, my life has been spent looking for this feeling of being content. And, you know, everybody else's life is spent doing something different. So I just have the answers for this contentness and this happiness and all of that. So I have those answers. And this is what I recognize. And this is going to be a really challenge. It's going to be the same kind of challenge as with the labeling. You ready?
I'm ready.
You ready for part two?
I got my seatbelt on again. I'm ready to go. Oh,
okay, good. Starts with P, patience. Can you be happy and impatient at the same time?
No.
There you go.
No. Just like your prior caller when she vented, she had those frustration moments.
Mm-hmm.
Been there too. When
mm-hmm.
things are not going as planned, as thought out, as quick as they should have been. No. Definitely can't be content there.
Mm-hmm. Well, see, you say you're talking now. You already admitted that this is a universal plan for you, and now you're putting your two cents in and telling the universe that, oh no, it should be going this way. I like to use the analogy of a universe has this, you know, huge limousine, and I'm in the back seat, you know, enjoying the ride. But then the universe is driving, and then I try to get up and try to hold the steering wheel. We're supposed to be going right.
Yeah.
So let go of the steering wheel and think that everything that's happening is in perfect order. And this patience thing, I mean, it's so, it's not easy. But anything worth, can you imagine having patience?
Yeah, it really where I ran into a problem with that was on the income side of things, the day job.
Okay, but have you been able... But you're able to eat. You have a home. You have shelter, okay. And
everything else that's going on around that has been just another joy.
There you go.
So, even the slower progress, day job wise, has still given me, looking at the positive. Okay, it has still given me the ability. Financial, time-wise, ability to go and pursue some of those other things that really are keeping me on that path, that bigger path that I certainly want to continue on.
Mm-hmm.
So there's my positive there, too. So hopefully I'm a good student of yours.
You are a great student. You know what? One of the things, well, there's a lot of things, but one of the things I love about all my audience is they're very honest and they're very open. And with honesty, you've heard it. It brings freedom, and this journey is not supposed to be easy. It's not supposed to flow exactly the way that we think. And these expectations. Remember, we talked about expectations before. And anytime you have an expectation, that subtracts from happiness. Also, I expect this to happen. Now, do I expect to have a television show, radio show? No. Would I like it? Yeah, that would be nice. But if it's not my journey, it's not my plan, I'm not gonna try to take the steering wheel from the universe, because the universe has the best plan set out for me.
Well, if you want my two cents on that, I think you're definitely on that path to have that TV show. And that prior conversation I had was
mm-hmm.
about a network that would be open to different programming ideas that are all positive. So
mm-hmm.
I would say if the law of attraction is at work at hand, and I didn't expect to call in today, nor to have that other phone call. So I would think that we're on the right path to getting you a TV show.
Oh, well, look at you.
Inclusive of that New York Times bestseller book.
Look at you. Look at you.
Oh, look
now,
at us. Look at everything.
Yeah, and look at us. And you know what? This is first of all, thank you for that, Brian. Thank you for that. But one of the things I want to leave you with, because now we're a little bit over the hour, but I want to leave all of my listeners with is this word should. The word should is like a four-letter word to me. I really don't like to use the word should. Whatever I should do, there's nothing I should do. There is only what I'm inspired to do. And this life is really supposed to be easy. 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 I mean, do birds have to struggle to fly? Do fish have to struggle to swim? This life that we're on is really is supposed to be enjoyed. Every moment, even the quote-unquote less desired moments, you know? All of it. All of it.
Yes, it is. Yeah, I agree with that. And then when you're enjoying things too, right, aren't you more open and you see things when instead of being mad, you squint your eyes closed? And
that's
what do you see?
Right.
You
that's
see
right. Open energy. That's right. Whatever your energy is out, frustration energy, not dissatisfaction. And, you know, that energy of dissatisfaction is an energy. You're talking about law of attraction. It is about energy attracting other like energy. And so when you're dissatisfied with anything, you're going to have more things in your life that you're going to be dissatisfied about.
Yeah. That's
woo-hoo.
Not good. Nice job.
Thank you, Brian. Thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you for doing this program. I think it's incredible. I love what you're doing. Love what you stand for. I love the whole thing. It's all great.
Oh, thank you, Brian. Thank you so much. Okay, we're going to wrap up the show right now, and what a great show today, don't you think? I mean, I had other callers, but, you know, sometimes people call in, and then they don't want to speak with me, which is fine. But I just want to thank all of my listeners. And go to my website at RebeccaNorrington.com, RebeccaNorrington.com, and you can order my book. Free shipping for the month of April, and it's called Reality, Spirituality, The Truth About Happiness. And I discuss in my book happiness on all levels, money and happiness, death and happiness, jobs and happiness, relationships and happiness, everything you want to know about happiness. Actually, this is Reality, Spirituality, The Truth About Happiness, Part 1. Everything you want to know about happiness is in that book. So you can go to my website, order it online, free shipping in April. It's only $19.95. And until tomorrow, we're going to have another session of Reality, Spirituality. And if you want to receive my free monthly newsletter, you can email me at info@RebeccaNorrington.com. Follow me on Twitter. I almost have 30,000 Twitter followers. It's crazy. At RL Norrington is my Twitter, RL Norrington. And if you've enjoyed the show, go to Facebook and like Reality Spirituality Facebook. Whew. Until next time, my audience, until tomorrow, I want you all to remember who you are and why are you here? What is your purpose? I'll tell you what your purpose is. Your purpose is to grow, evolve, learn lessons, just like Brian said, and have a good time while you're doing it. Be joyful, have fun, be light, be happy on the journey. You are always changing, you're always growing. Love is patient. Love is kind. Be patient and be kind to yourself. Be your own best friend. Remember, you cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. Until tomorrow, you've been listening to Reality Spirituality. Thank you all for listening.
Yeah, oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. Reality Spirituality.
It's a new experience.
Reality Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Spirituality.
question for RLM.
Reality, spirituality.
It's time to get some answers,
reality,
baby.
Reality, spirituality.
Oh, now we get real.
Getting real.
Good now.
Get real good.
Now, that's what I'm about to say.
Time to get.